Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing here on bbsradio.com. We're on station one tonight, and we're going to pick up with our, we are live. I know the last two Wednesdays we've been doing archives because Ron was traveling and at the expo, but we're live tonight on February 20th, and we're going to pick up back with our theme of covering a clearing on Wednesday night. So I think you had two archives of ones that we did already. So tonight will be the Crown Chakra Alien Cording Disconnection Clearing. And if you are interested in doing that, just go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and in any of the search areas, in the little search bars, just write in Crown Chakra, and it will take you to that clearing. So, Ron, before we jump into it, why don't I make sure you're on the line and see if there's anything else, any other announcements or anything you want to make tonight?
No. Just,
okay.
Same stuff, different day, you know.
Yep. Okay. All right. Well, let's just jump in here with the clearing then. It's about 5 past almost, so I'm assuming everybody that's going to be tuning in is tuning in. So, all right. So once you've... bought this clearing. Well, Ron, maybe we can start by having you. I'm sure pretty much everybody listening knows what a chakra is, but in case there are some people who don't, maybe you could describe what chakras are and why we have alien cording to them and why we need to get that off us.
Well, just very simply, the chakras are your energy vortexes in your body. There's major ones and maybe thousands of small ones, but the major ones are we deal with are the first 6 chakras. So these are the points in your body that have a lot of energy going to them to radiate throughout your body. That's kind of basically it.
Okay.
You don't want to have things connected to you because they're a major energy center. And if you get the energy center connected to something else, which people normally do when they cord you, then all of a sudden may not feel too good. They lose a lot of energy. That's kind of basically it. Anything else you can think of, Carrie?
I know you do. We've had a couple of shows where you have talked a lot about chakras and taught us how to work with our own. I'm waiting to find the, I just sent an email out to a bunch of people asking if they remember. We did a BBS show on this topic, so I wanted to be able to mention that date. If anyone remembers when that was, Ron was teaching us how to use a pendulum and how to open and spin and basically reactivate any of our shut down chakras. So if anybody knows the date of that BBS show, it's sometime in the last maybe 6 to 9 months we did that. And then there was also a Rumor Mill news show that we did on June the 11th last year, and the first hour of that show had a lot of the same information. Both shows were really interesting, so you can find the archives on those through Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And no, I don't think I really have anything else to add except that I know you've said probably every cell in our body has one, right?
Yeah, so what I could do is if anybody has ankle troubles, maybe somebody tripped and fell, what happens is, let's just say also if you have an incision or maybe a deep cut, that can actually take the energy and make it so it's not working past that point. So normally things go away from the heart. So if you had a Maybe you tripped and fell, maybe and you hurt your knee or an ankle, then things below that, going close to the ground then, away from your heart, or even going above, would not have energy. So let's just do this real quick here for people who maybe have, just say, an ankle problem. And remember, this could also go on for your whole life. You could have twisted an ankle when you were 7 and now you're 85 right now, and you don't know why your ankles aren't working too well. Well, it's because it happened at the age of 7. So here we go. Let's work on your left ankle, and we'll just open up that chakra there because it may have been disconnected from you, so your foot might be getting cold. So here we go. 1, left ankle. And if you have any comments, might want to send that over, or maybe CLS questions, or even call in if you feel much better or you got warmth or something. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh, boy. 4. Oh, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That one's opened up there. Normally, I use the word spin, but I'll just count this time. And now, let's go to the right ankle. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, we got energy now flowing, but it may not be positioned properly. This I'm kind of doing in reverse a little bit. Normally, I first position it, and I open it up, but it'll work the same. So, here we go, moving it around here. So, I'm going to readjust, reposition your left chakra on your ankle. There we go. That's fine. And right chakra. Remember, they can move a little bit. And there we go. Perfect. Okay. Now, just see how you're feeling. So.
Okay. Thanks, Ron.
And we did have, I think, the body shrink wrap on that clearing, too, on part 3. This is crown chakra alien cording disconnection. Which is what we're probably talking about, I think. Mm-hmm. So back to you, Carrie.
All right, so I'll just describe this clearing then, and we'll just go down the page and talk about each of the sections, and then Ron will do some samples as we move down through. So this is obviously a clearing that would be wonderful for any of us to do, and for many reasons, for health reasons, for getting our energy back from disconnecting to all these alien energies that caught us. And so part one, so once you buy the clearing and you get onto the page, you type your name in. And part one starts with the steps that are the main chakras that Ron does clearings for us on the shows, the 1 through 6, and then also the 7th one, the crown chakra on the top of our head, which I know, Ron, you don't normally deal with, but that's the one that we want to keep closed. And many of us, you know, before we found you, thought we were supposed to have this one open. So step one is chakra 7, crown chakra on the top of the head. What maybe you can talk about why we need to keep that closed rather than open, and if that affects, you know, if it is closed, is it still spinning? Does it still work within us when we have it closed?
Okay, yeah, the chakra on top of your head, really, I don't even know why it's there. It really shouldn't be there. I'm sure it's serving some type of purpose, but aliens normally come in and attach you to you through that chakra, so you want to close it down completely. You don't want to have anything connecting to your energy system, and that's kind of how they come in. So that one you don't ever want to have opened up. Very, very bad. So keep that one closed down. We'll close it down for everybody right now, and you can actually feel your whole body change. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh, boy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So you should feel like you're not connected to anything outside of yourself. And you should feel pretty darn good. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so that is step one. Now, all the different chakras, you can check these all off at once, and then, excuse me, you can change the timer and run this for however long you would like. So Victor was asking Ron if he was wondering about the jellyfish on the top of our heads, I guess, and how that affects our crown chakra.
That's how they get in.
Yeah.
That's basically it. They come in through the top of your head, and that's what they connect to do that. So it's not good. But
yeah.
Naturally, everybody talks about your crown being open. They show you like a little sprinkler, you know, going off with things radiating from the top of your head going around your body. So you may think that it's doing something to the outside of your body, bathing you with light, but no. It's an entry point. And if you're even if the aliens weren't here, it's definitely not going to do anything. It's just an energy that's being transmitted out of yourself. So it starts from internally and goes out. So we want to close down your chakras so that they don't radiate energy outside of you. So another way of stating that, because if you may have heard me improperly here, so let me just start that. You don't want to have your chakras closed, but you don't want them to radiate energy out of your body. That's why you need to do the shrink wrap. Your chakras should be opened up typically as wide as you can go with them, like body width, we'll say, in order to have your body get the energy flowing through it. But you don't want it to be put outside of yourself, connecting to other people and everything else, because they'll start taking away your life force energy. And that's very, very bad, because you can get tired quickly and have problems. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so step two is the third eye, or it's written here, brow chakra, on your forehead. From two on down, there's also listed, and you check this off, front side and back side. So maybe you can talk a little bit about that, Ron, that there are front sides and back sides to these chakras, and why it's important to know about that and clear both sides. I think you might still be on mute.
Okay, yeah, you may have heard the expression, you know, of people being like knifed in the back, or people creeping up on you, you know, taking away your energy. So normally, your psychic ability, since you're looking forward, your intuitiveness is in front of you. And you don't normally have much input behind you, okay? You don't know what's happening behind you. And when you have an energy that's hooked up behind you, then you have troubles, because all of a sudden you may not know what's going on. So people normally will creep up on you. I guess the word creep is good. And they will come behind you and take and steal your energy from you. And that's what you really don't want to have happen. But that's where they attack you at, next to you. So you normally want to have the energy, you know, known to you. Would normally in the front of you, you're going to feel something, but behind you, you might not. But you still will get drained either way. It's the same energy. You want to close off the front of you and the back of you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. All right. And then next we go to the throat chakra, front side and back side. Now the title of this clearing, Ron, of course, is Alien Cording Disconnection. So from that, we can gather that the alien energies cord into us, straight into our chakras. So maybe you can, would you want to do a sample so that we can feel the removal of an alien cording our throat?
Sure, okay. Everybody, so just kind of maybe put your attention on your throat here, and we'll take away that energy. So here we go. Oh boy. So, one, wow, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Yeah, I felt that one. Funny, I feel it actually on the top of my head and up the side of my, like, inside my ear, almost up the side of my neck, up through my ear, and it's the top of my head that's feeling that one. That's interesting. So I just wanted to let you know, Ron, that people have typed in that they did feel both the ankle one that you did and what was the other one you did before the one you just did? Whatever it was. Oh, the closing our crown chakra, people were feeling that too, and feeling like their spirit was more with them and that they were more contained. Okay. So, all right, so that was, what did we just do? Throat. So then we go down to the heart chakra number four, which, of course, is where we need to drop into every day, and also where we can hear our spirit. So this is a particularly important area for us, Ron, right? So what, maybe you can talk a little bit about the heart chakra and how that is affected.
Well, let's do a opening for everybody. This way they'll feel better. So here we go. Heart chakra. So we'll do the front side, and then we'll do the back, just to give you a comparison here. So one, two, three, this is the front side. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll do the back side now. Oh boy, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And do it again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so that should make you all feel pretty good. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so then step five is number three, the solar plexus, which is also known as our power chakra. So front and back, you can get these alien cordings off that area. You can go one by one through these and do an hour or two, you know, whatever you feel you need, or just kind of experiment with it and see how your body responds. Sounds like, Ron, from what you're experiencing doing these samples, that there are a lot of us that need this clearing, it sounds like. So maybe we should do these one by one, go down one by one, rather than check them all off at the same time. I'm thinking if you haven't done this clearing yet and you're interested. So that's the power chakra. Step six is the sacral chakra in your lower abdomen there, and that's front and back. And then step seven, the root chakra at the base of your spine and your tailbone area there. So do you want to do any samples on either of those three, Ron, or two, I should say? No, three, solar plexus, sacral, and root.
Well, let's do the solar plex area, so the power chakra. Chakra number three, here we go. So how you're feeling, here we go. Do the front side first. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And do the back side now. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I'll just give the phone numbers out. If anybody would like to call in about this clearing, perhaps you've done it and you'd like to share some of your experiences or the effects you felt and results you had, or you're feeling these samples and you have a question. So we're on station one tonight, and the toll-free call-in number is 888. This is for people in the U.S. and Canada. 888-627-6008. And if you're outside the U.S. and Canada, I would, let's see, hop down to line four and try area code 530-413-5011. Excuse me, 530-413-5011. And do call in if you have any questions and you're experiencing stuff from these. Okay, so those are the main, obviously the biggest main chakras that run up and down our body. So then when you've done those and you've worked on those however many hours you want, one by one, it seems we probably would need to do, even though the page does allow you to check them off, them all off at once. You go to part two, and there are, let's see, this is step 8 through 29. So this part breaks the body down into body parts, feet, hands, face, eyes, ears, nose, etc., and it goes all the way down from top to bottom. And then the last part of it is front side, back side, left side, right side, and then our spine. So are there any other body sections, Ron, that you'd like to do? I'm just trying to think what might have the worst cording. Maybe our hands, because we write and communicate, or perhaps our eyes or our ears.
Yeah, I'd say maybe ears could be a situation. So let's just try that.
Okay.
So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, oh boy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, it's getting kind of rough. Okay, there we go, though. You know, everybody's doing out there, I guess.
That was ears that you just did, Ron?
Eyes.
Eyes. Okay.
You can do ears. That's, I got it reversed here, but we'll do eyes and ears. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Let's see. All right. So the next part of this clearing. So you've done the crown and the other six main chakras, and then you've gone down and worked on various body parts. There's also a custom box. So, you know, there's not obviously every little piece of our body listed on this list in part two. So if you have a particular issue, an injury like Ron was mentioning perhaps, or you had surgery and you know that chakra is probably shut down, you can work on getting any cordings off it with the custom input box, which is step 29 in part two, within part two. So then you move to part three, and then the first step in that, which is step number 30 of the whole clearing, is the body energy shrink wrap, which Ron talks about a lot on all his shows. So once you've cleared all these alien cordings off your many chakras, Ron, you've got an hour-long, this is set at an hour, body shrink wrap portion to the clearing. So maybe you want to talk about why we need to do that. I know you often do, but we probably have new listeners from the expo you were just at. So maybe you can describe what the body shrink wrap is and why we need to do that.
That's very, very important to do that, because you want to keep your energy inside of yourself. You don't want to have it leak out of you. So the shrink wrap definitely helps you with that. So that's what you want to do, is keep yourself shrink wrapped so that you don't have people stealing your energy. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. And this is something that we can also do ourselves, but it is included in this clearing and runs for an hour. And maybe we can just take a moment, Ron, and you can describe to us just day-to-day how we can do this for ourselves. It's a very simple exercise or command that we do. Could you describe that for any of the listeners that may be new?
You just want to command your body to, remember, you're talking to your body because your body has the energy that's flowing out of it. So you want to just command your body to do a shrink wrap, which means taking all of your energy that you have that could be transmitted to other people or places or things or aliens. Maybe some people are aliens too, but you want to get it so that it's definitely not going out. So just command your body to do the shrink wrap, and that's all you have to do, and it's done automatically. And your body will understand what you're talking about. Oh.
And you've mentioned we need to do this out loud. We can't just think it.
No. Anything that you think is alien stuff, and that's going to hook you up to darkness. You're already hooked up to that, or have been many, many times. That's why you're still listening to this program, because you got hooked up some point in time, and that's why you're here. So.
Okay. So that was step 30, the body energy shrink wrap. And then the next step, 31, is entity removal. So let me just click on that and see. Okay, so that's set at 60 minutes also. So why do we need to do that, Ron, in regards to our chakras?
You want to do the entity releasing because they can steal your energy from you. So entities are what they do. That's the main thing, is taking away your life force energy. Entities do that all the time. So you must probably do that continuously if you are choosing not to have things stolen from you or taken from you.
Okay, and then step number 2 is spirit retrieval. So that sounds like the light ship is going out to look for pieces of ourselves that were maybe stolen when these alien cordings attached to our chakras, Ron?
Yeah, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So that's step 32. And then the final step, of course, is spirit integration. So all the regular listeners are familiar with that. But for the new ones, Ron, anybody new listening, can you describe why we need to have spirit integration? We've had some spirit retrieval going on, so spirit integration.
Okay, so spirit integration allows your spirit to come into the location that you're working with, as it may have got kicked out of that area because you got corded and didn't want to get corded, so it left. So you want to definitely get yourself back to where you were before all this happened, so that your spirit can be with you in these locations. If your spirit doesn't know darkness, it won't come into darkness. If you have somebody cord you, then that means that they're using dark side energies of darkness to do that, because light doesn't do any energetic cordings. So that means that your spirit actually left there to keep itself from being stolen. So it's no longer going to be in that area. So you want to do spirit integration all the time. That's why we have it on most of the clearings that we have to help everybody out with that. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
All right. So let's see. Somebody was asking a little earlier if this is a whole life clearing. No, this is not a whole life clearing. This is a clearing specifically to get alien cording removed from our chakras. So it's kind of, I guess, in the moment, Ron, isn't it? It's not going back necessarily to from here to
the beginning
of our lives.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. And we have quite a lot of people typing in the different things that they're feeling from the samples that you've done. George is saying that his left side feels different than his right side now, and I guess he's wondering why that might be. Do you have any input on that?
No idea. I don't know.
Probably something left that was on one side, I would guess.
Yeah, that would probably make a lot of sense. Oh, you're probably more balanced now than what you were. That's a good way of looking at it. Something may have been really heavy attaching to one side of your body.
And in part 2 of this clearing, there is that section where it clears you front and back and then left and right. So if you are feeling perhaps a little crooked or a little lopsided, you can put, you know, go through those steps. There's step 24, 25, 26, and 27 in part two of this clearing, the crown chakra alien cording disconnection clearing, and balance yourself out that way. If you're feeling like something's going on more on one side than the other, you can balance yourself out using that section, I would think, Ron, don't you think?
Yeah, I would assume so, yes.
Okay. All right. So, that's the end of the clearing. So we've kind of covered that in half an hour rather than for the whole show. So I am wondering if anybody would like to call in and talk about what you've experienced. So it's 888-429-5471 for the U.S. and Canada. And everywhere else is area code 530. No, I'm giving the numbers for Station 2. I'm sorry. We need Station 1's numbers. So cancel what I just said. So 888-627-6008 for the toll-free for U.S. and Canada. And then area code 530-413-5011. So let's have a look. I'm going to move some windows around here, put that down there. So it looks like, from what I'm scanning on the fast chat real quick here, that most of us felt, or a lot of us felt stuff. So it does seem like it's a good clearing to do. And I think probably if you have any physical issues going on in any particular part of your body, you probably want to get these cordings off you so that you can help heal that part of the body also. And it's kind of a nice bonus to have the entity clearing in here to get entities off that are attached to our chakras. And then the body shrink wrap too. To have that running for an hour is very nice.
An idea.
Okay.
Let's do this one for women. So
okay.
For those of you out there, women that have given birth, I would assume that your uterus is probably kind of messed up. And the chakra in your uterus, or maybe there's many chakras, but we'll just do a chakra alignment here. And I'll just pick three areas. The areas I don't know where I'm working on, okay? So we'll just see how this affects you. So here we go. We'll do the. I'll divide it off into top, middle, and bottom, okay? And there may be a lot more, but we'll just see how you feel. So this is for women. And here we go. So the top part, realigning that chakra. There we go. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, okay? Middle part. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's do bottom part. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So if you do this clearing, you need to just kind of be a creative during this process, okay? Don't ask me what to do, as I don't know what to really tell you what to do next, but you may want to look at that. Maybe you want to divide your uterus into different sections, and I'll just do each one of those one section at a time or something. We'll just see if we have any comments here on the women out there who have given birth to see if they feel a little different. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, while we wait for that, we do have a couple of questions. Deborah is mentioning that her ears feel more real, and she's wondering if this clearing would help clones. So I guess the first question is, do clones have chakras, and are the aliens cording to the clone chakras?
Right now, I don't know how to answer that question.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't really looked at their energy system too much yet.
Yeah, okay.
So I can't. It's a little premature for me.
Yeah, okay, so stay tuned on that one. And then Gabe is wondering if there are any prerequisites for doing this clearing. Is there anything that we need to do first before this?
Not that I can think of, no.
No, I don't think so either. I think you can just do this. Yeah. Because we've all got chakras and we're all getting corded, so why not jump on in and get it fixed? That would be my guess, too.
Yep.
All right. So let me see here. If anybody wrote anything in. Okay. Oh, Kevin has a long scar on his body, Ron, and so he's wondering if he could use this clearing on the scar.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, that's what it's designed for. So if you do have a problem, you had an incision or a scar, yeah, maybe the energy below the scar is no longer working for you. So may not be energy there. So, yeah, that's why you want to do this clearing. That's the perfect reason.
Yeah, so you'd use the custom box. There's the custom box where in part two it goes through all the different body parts. There's the custom input box, step 29, and it says, please work on the following. So you could write your scar in there and run that for as long as you want to. So let's see, we do have some comments here. On the uterus one that you did, Ron, and let's see, we've got, my ears just popped with that women's clearing, and I never had kids, says Cassie, so that's kind of interesting.
Maybe that you don't know of.
Or maybe your DNA is popping from your mother and your grandmother and your great-grandmother, and, you know.
Yeah, that could be interesting. I won't get into too much of that, but yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. And Deanna is saying she has a much more secure sense of being now. And that's very interesting because, remember, these clearings that Ron does on the shows, they're just samples. They're just a teeny little piece of what you can do with the clearing online, where you can set the timer for as long as you want. You know, Ron's just doing a few seconds or a minute or something, but you can set any of these steps for hours and get a huge amount of clearing. So imagine how you would feel if you could do that rather than just what you're feeling from these little samples. So that's interesting, Deanna, that you're having a more secure sense of being. That's really nice, just from the samples. So let's see, Ron. I'm going to go over and check CLS questions now. Okay. Well, we don't have any questions about the clearing that we're talking about, but Liz did have a question, and she's saying she ran the Galactic Federation clearing last night, and she says she didn't hear your voice. I'm not sure if we're supposed to hear your voice. Are we supposed to hear your voice on that one? I don't think I did either.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember that. Sorry, Liz, I'm not sure. But and she did it a couple of times, and I thought there was another piece to your question, Liz. I'm sorry, I'm looking. I'll try and find it on the fast chat. I know you wrote it in there too. Okay, so I'm just refreshing that. Okay. All right. So let's see. It's about 11:45. So how much is the crown chakra clearing? It's $50, and there is an unlimited version for an additional $50. So it does sound like it would be a good one for us to have in an unlimited form, because we probably would want to keep clearing this stuff off us. So, all right, I'm just scanning down here, reading stuff on. If you want to jump in with anything while I find another question.
Yeah, we could do a clearing for people's fingers. fingers get, you know, have problems all the time. No, so let's just do that here. So fingers, everybody, pick one of your fingers, and whatever one you want to do, we'll do the clearing on that here to help you out. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey, see how your finger feels. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, thank you. So, apparently there is audio on the Galactic Federation clearing. I guess it doesn't come through on mine for some reason, but some people are typing in that they do hear your voice, Ron, counting down through that clearing. Several people saying that they felt very peaceful from the one that you did for giving birth. Okay. And Iron Man is asking if you could do a sample of this crown chakra alien disconnect clearing, which of course is all the chakras, not just the crown chakra, if you could do a sample for shoulders and neck.
Okay, here we go. So do shoulders first. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, and again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, wow. Hey, back to you, Carrie.
All right. So people, quite a few people are commenting they're feeling the one you did on fingers. Kevin says his fingers feel looser. Josh says his are more elastic. Warmth on hands. And Ben, his fingers are feeling loose and less restricted. So a lot of people feeling this. Let me just refresh here. Liz was wondering if the clearing she did worked, even though she didn't hear your voice counting down, Ron. That doesn't matter, does it? It still works.
Oh, it doesn't, no.
Okay. All right.
Once you're on the page, it works.
And, hey, people's necks and shoulders are less stiff now from that last one that you did.
We'll do necks now, because I just did shoulders. So here we go, shoulders.
Oh, okay.
So neck now. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
All right. And Josh was mentioning that his fingers are getting more elastic, and he's wondering how that happened.
Probably because you had energetic cords attached to them, number one. And you're having more spirit energy put back into you. So remember, your spirit is what's needed to help you live your life. Oh, it's just stuff is getting released. That's the easiest way to say it, and you're getting more in touch with the real you. So back to you, Carrie.
All right, and we have a question over at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And the question is, how long does this clearing last? Is this a clearing we do only once or frequently?
No, no. this could happen. You could have stuff happening all the time. Remember, the aliens do whatever they choose to do. You can't say stop. So that's why you probably want to get the unlimited. Then you can do it as many times as you wish. So you have no control over the aliens, and they do what they want to do to you, through you. And that's the way it works. So you need to realize that you have to be responsible for yourself. Clearings help you. Well, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Kevin says he had instant relief from the neck clearing. Ron, we've got some people who are smelling flowers, a couple of people wondering if... Mother Mary energy is around. You didn't bring that in, though, so I'm not sure if that would be here, but perhaps it would. Do you know?
If you're smelling that, more than likely the energy came in, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's see. We have some more. Something popped, said Dan. I think that was the neck clearing that you were doing. And Kevin's neck is more flexible and warmer, like a hot towel was put on his neck. That's nice. Let's see. We have about 5 minutes left, Ron. I don't know if you want to do any more samples. We don't have any other questions about this at the moment, and I'm refreshing the fast chat to see.
Well, we can see if anybody wants to call in about... clones right now.
Okay.
Anybody has seen clones or want to know about them or something? Here we go. So now is your chance. So just call in and see if what's going on in your life here. Have any clones that are around or if you've seen them, strange and weird things, we'll find out. We'll just leave the lines open here to see what happens.
Okay, so I'll just give out the numbers again real quick then. So for the U.S. and Canada, the toll-free number is 888-627-6008, and this is listed under the Station 1 Play button at bbsradio.com/creationlightship, which is the page that I assume you guys are all on. And line 4 for everybody else outside the U.S. and Canada, that number is area code 530-413-5011, 530-413-5011. We have a request from somebody, Ron, who's having pain in their left breast. It's sore and I think inflamed slightly, and I guess they're, I don't know if they need an infection sample clearing or pain or what, but
take away the entities first. Entities cause a lot of problems. So here we go. Entity clearing. Left breast. This works for the men too. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, right breast. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We'll just see what happens out there. I heard a beat there.
Yes, hi. Do we have somebody on the line?
Yes, hi. It's Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Hey.
So you have a question for Ron about clones, or are you going to tell us your chakra stories?
Well, I still hear him counting, so I didn't know whether or not he could hear me. Can he hear me yet?
Yes, I can hear you, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, great. I just wanted to, I've noticed that the person that is a clone over here has had some changes. I ran the space clearing with the time warp over the property here, and I noticed that it took out a lot of energy off of him.
Oh, that's great.
And
Very good.
And also the house and the property. And I do think that over the period of the night and everything, when I was doing all this, that you and the light beings actually saved us, because there was some kind of dark something that was coming in here, and it was trying to take me over. It was very scary, and I could feel it. It was very dark, and a lot of pain that came with it. It was a thing.
Okay, so was it some kind of object then that you were seeing coming in?
Well, I went outside to feed my pet that I have, and I saw some blinking lights in the sky.
Okay.
It was like red, but it wasn't where you could like see an object. It was like blinking, like red light blink, and then maybe a blue light or a green light, but it was tiny. But you could tell there was something there, something watching. I don't know how big it was, but it was there. And the energy that came off of whatever it was that was there, it was horrible.
Boy, okay. Yeah, it looks like it's gone, so that's good.
Yeah, there was a tremendous amount of it here. I did a time warp for certain rooms in the house.
Okay.
And see, there's a lot of people that come and go here, and there's a lot of people that have to use the same spaces in the same buildings. And so I may not be in that space all the time, but I do have to go over there and use it. And so when I come and go, I feel the differences. Like right where I'm at, it's pretty well cleared out. But then when I walk over to use like the laundry room or, you know, the bathroom areas and things like that, I feel the densities that are in there. And I went to go clear it out, and that's when it started coming after me, is because it was realizing, or somebody didn't like it, or something was going on with it that they didn't like it at all, and they came this way and tried to get all over in here to stop it. But it didn't work. So.
So did you do a space clearing or timeline crash on it?
Well, I didn't do the timeline because I wasn't able. I mean, it was like losing consciousness. It was that bad.
What was the clearing?
I think our time's coming to a close here. Yep.
Maybe you want to call in on Friday for a paranormal.
That'd be great.
Friday.
That'd be a good paranormal one.
Yeah. Why don't we?
It was something to do with this clone also, because I noticed that the energy was hanging around him.
Yeah, he could have been an attachment, but we got to get off. We're out of time on BBS here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We got another program coming up here, another live show here. So I need to get off, and that's on the other network. So just go to the website and check it out. It's on Tech Talk Radio. So we'll see you later, everybody. Thank you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you.
We'll take it up on Friday. Thank you, everybody. Blessings.
Night-night.